This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, April 26th, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The H5N1 virus story continues to unfold. The influenza has now spread to 8 states and includes 30 different premises. USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Jenny Lester Moffitt, says the USDA has taken 2 major steps to identify the disease and stop its spread.
First is the mandatory testing of dairy cattle before movement across state lines. And then the second is mandatory reporting of positive test results by any lab for livestock that have highly pathogenic avian influenza. Those two things together will give us and paint a better picture for us to be able to understand what's happening, but also limiting the spread.
Moffitt says Washington is taking a whole-of-government approach to battling the disease.
This is a very unique situation where we have what we call a One Health approach. This is a virus that is currently in animals. We did have one human test positive, one dairy worker in Texas test positive a few weeks ago. But this also is our food supply chain and our dairy supply chain. And so we're monitoring prices very closely. We're monitoring supply very closely.
Undersecretary Moffitt is this week's guest on AgriPulse Newsmakers. It's available now at AgriPulse.com. Well, late yesterday, the Food and Drug Administration confirmed that it found particles of the new avian flu virus in 1 out of every 5 samples of pasteurized retail milk it tested. The findings suggest the virus is likely more widespread among U.S. cattle than earlier thought. The announcement comes after days of accelerating concern from public health officials and the federal government about the virus. The FDA said that it has seen, quote, no results that changed its belief that the commercial milk supply is safe, but that it is conducting additional tests. Fred Gingrich with the American Association of Bovine Practitioners says the end result of testing is that pasteurization kills the virus.
Some of the concerns are that it appears to be spreading now from cow to cow, which is a concern. And then the other thing that we know now is that although the virus appears to concentrate in the milk of cows, pasteurization inactivates the virus, so we can be confident that consuming pasteurized dairy products remains safe.
The results of a sample taken from one Kansas cow is of a mutation that, quote, could indicate that the virus had adapted to better infect animals. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention scientists continue to say the public health risk is low. Now, in a related story, the USDA's Animal and Pet Health Inspection Service announced a final rule on animal disease traceability regulations. Official ear tags on cattle and bison now will be required to be visually and electronically readable when moved from state to state. Undersecretary Moffitt told AgriPulse Hannah Pagel that the final rule will help foreign trading partners recognize disease-free regions or zones of the U.S. that instead of cutting off trade to the entire country in the event of an infectious disease outbreak.
APHIS is committed to ensuring that these industries and the U.S. economy continue to thrive by enhancing our ability to protect them from and swiftly respond to serious foreign animal diseases. This is very important for a number of different reasons, for cattle producers to be able to understand and to minimize the effect and the impact both within the industry for their own cattle health, but also for trade impacts.
Moffitt says the final rule will also help the department respond quicker to disease detection. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Join the agriculture industry for a celebration of modern ag on the National Mall, Monday, May 6th through Wednesday, May 8th. Hosted by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the future of food and farming will be displayed through the 25 exhibiting equipment manufacturers and over 30 partnering organizations. Autonomous equipment, combines, tractors, aerial drones, robotic milkers, advanced genetics, and innovative conservation practices will showcase technology and enable sustainability. Exhibits are open 9 to 5, May 6th through 8th on the National Mall. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.